What a beautiful prayer, beautiful singing. I really appreciate that. And beautiful crowds, especially thanks for all our visitors came a long way just to join us. It's truly an honor and encouragement to see you here. I just met somebody that I never seen in my life before. His name is Brother Edward. When I talk to him, he have a son named Roland too. I feel like I'm his son at the same time. Aren't you just excited? Our God is alive. The prayer we just heard, we ought to be joyous. The joyous we could be. Especially when we're worshiping God. Because our God is alive. That's what it means to be alive. But anyway, that's not the title here. I just say that because I can't help it, because I have this feeling that I need to let it go. The title here is about growing into Christ's likeness. You may not know, but this is our ultimate goal. Actually, it's God's ultimate goal and should be our ultimate goal. You know, and it's the theme here is about growing. Not too long ago, our brother Bob speak about growth. I can't guarantee you that I can speak to you as good as him, but I'll try my best. You know, picture this in your mind. What does it mean to be a spiritual mature? Spiritual maturity. It's becoming like Christ. Until you become like Christ, you're not going to be mature spiritually. You're going to remain baby. Be baby. When you look at a baby, you know, isn't meant to stay a baby forever. We know that. And neither is new Christians. And it is no accident that the Bible call us newborns in babes, newborn babies. 1 Peter 2:2. And that's what we are when we just get out from the baptism. We are spiritual babies. But you know what? The point is this. A baby is cute and lovable, but we don't want a baby to stay forever. Nor do we want a child or a teenager to remain that way forever. When they do, we know something has gone wrong. Because they were meant to grow and become mature. A baby meant to grow into a child into adolescent, and adolescent into adults. You know what? Check this out. Isn't it so tragic when you see a baby that remain a baby? Physically. You can't help but be alarmed. It's like, what's wrong with this baby? Tragic as it is, when a child fails to develop physically or mentally, but you know what? Even more tragic is this. A Christian who fails to develop spiritually. That's the worst one. The reason is simple. We're not meant to remain spiritual babies. Hebrews 6:1, it says that, therefore let us grow into maturity. See, the Bible also urges us, like the newborn babes, we need to crave pure spiritual milk. It's talking about the Bible. So that by it you may grow up in your salvation. 1 Peter 2:2. So we know that the goal of a child's life is maturity. And the goal of a Christian life is spiritual maturity, to become like Christ. So that's my introduction. A little while ago we heard a scripture here that about God wants us to grow up like Christ in everything. If you get a chance, read that again. Ephesians 4, 14 and 15. We're not meant to remain as children, because if we do, we just toss and throw. A baby cannot understand the hard part, like even simple stuff, because they are a baby. So God wants us to grow up. Our Heavenly Father goal is for you to mature and develop, check this out, the characteristics of Jesus Christ. We must develop the characteristic of Jesus Christ in order to make our God smile. How is he gonna call you? You don't look like my son. You may hear that on the judgment day. I don't want to hear that. Because what? You've been baby all your lives. He didn't see a family resemblance. You're not like Christ-like. So how are we going to make him smile? So, and you know what? When we becoming like Christ, number one, he commands us on the Galatians 5:22, the top of that verse is our love. When you're becoming like Christ, you're going to grow. Your love will grow. Do you notice that a lot of our brothers and sisters, no matter what you do to them, no matter how nice you to them, no matter what good things you do to them, there's a time that they get hurt easy. And then they hold on to this hurt. Then your love for them, everything that you do for them is like, it means nothing. Because they get offended for somehow. Because they haven't grown their love. They are skin deep, you know, like thin skin. Well, you gotta become like Christ. Otherwise, you remain like way. And when we become like Christ, our joy is to the highest level, like I just mentioned earlier. Our peace, everything is ultimate. These are hard things to do. Make no mistake. I'm not making it lightly, all this. But when we become like Christ, you can master all of this. You can't do this by yourself. You got help, the Holy Spirit. That's why they call it the fruit of the Spirit. You're going to master peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We have a great Bible study this morning. I know I can't help myself. I keep raising my hand because it goes to my topic. So like I said, when we're becoming like Christ, we can be very good and develop these godly virtues. You know, also, when you become more like Christ, then you will discover your true selves, the person you were created to be. That's what it's all about. We were meant to be like Christ. Otherwise, God will not expect us to be like him. See, when we conforming into Christ's likeness, how are we going to do this? You know, how can you become like Christ and conform to his likeness? Number one, this one. This is your food. How do you get strong? How do you get feed? By eating physical food. Along with that, you got vitamin. So you have healthy lives, healthy body. This is it right here. You start with this. You read the Bible and heed the Bible. Study Christ's life on this while he was here on earth through the Gospels. And once you find out everything about him, do what he did. It makes no sense knowing about Christ, what he did, and then don't do it. That's part of spiritual maturity. That's part of becoming like Christ. You know, the reason I'm pointing this out because it's really, really sad. I don't know how many, but so many. You could say millions. That so many Christian, I'm not even talking about the outside, I'm talking about us. So many Christian grow older, but they never grow up. What happened? They're stuck in perpetual spiritual infancy, remaining in diapers and booties. You know what the word booties? Like boots for the baby. I'm not trying to make fun here, but it's because I'm still learning too. You know, learning about becoming like Christ takes forever, until you die, and then when you meet Him too, that's when everything, He will cover everything the rest. And we need to understand that, the reason why they never grow. Well, you don't have to take my word for it, but this is my observation. Is that they never intended to grow. Spiritual growth, it is not automatic. And check this out. It takes an intentional commitment. And this is one of the key words here that I want you to remember. Intentional commitment. What does that mean? You must want to grow. Decide to grow. Make an effort to grow. And persist in growing. Because discipleship, the process of becoming like Christ, always begins with a decision. Intentional commitment. You know, when Jesus calls us and we respond, come and be my disciple. Matthew 9:9. He said to him, to Matthew. So Matthew got up and followed him. You know, when the first disciples choose to follow Jesus, that's why I'm telling you this. This is a process like a long, gradually and a long time throughout your life. They simply responded to God's invitation. And that's what we always do here. At the end of the sermon, we tell everybody who are not yet a member to just respond now. Then you grow later. That's all you need to do to get started. Decide to become a disciple. Okay. And we need to understand too that if we want to become like Christ, we need to do our part. See, God already done His part. God's part and your part. When you're becoming like Christ, Christ-likeness is the result of making Christ-like choices. Intentional commitment. So once you decide to get serious, you know, you got to be serious. So once you decide to get serious about becoming like Christ, God's part and your part, you must begin to act in new ways. That's your part. You will need to let go of some old routines, develop some new habits, and intentionally change the way you think. The Bible says on Philippians 2:12-13, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and act according to His purpose. You know, this verse here shows two parts of spiritual growth. Work out and work in. The work out is your responsibility. And the work in is God's rule. You know, because spiritual growth is a collaborative effort between you and the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit works with us, not just in us. You know, this verse here written to us, the family of God, is not about how to be saved. but how to grow. It doesn't say work for your salvation, because you cannot add anything to what Jesus already did. No, during a physical workout, this is how you do your part. Doing a physical workout, you exercise to develop your body, not to get a body. And when you work out a puzzle, you already have all the pieces. Your task is to put them together. That's your part. So when we baptize, you have a new life. God gives you a new life. Our responsibility is to develop it with fear and trembling. You know why I mention that? Because it means that we must take our spiritual growth seriously. Fear and trembling. Seems like the demons have more fear than us because they tremble. When is the last time you feel like you tremble? Because not like you're scared, but what I'm saying is like with respect. Fear and trembling. But what I'm trying to point out here is not don't be scared with God. No need to unless you're doing something wrong. You know, because when we are casual about our spiritual growth, it shows that we don't understand that internal implication. And another way to become like Christ is that we need to change our autopilot. Autopilot. You know, I know you haven't heard this much, but changing your autopilot. What does that mean? To change your life, you must change the way you think. Autopilot means that's the way we think. Behind everything you do is a thought, right? Every behavior is motivated by a belief, and every action is prompted by an attitude. We just talk about that this Bible study. Our attitude. One of the number one problem is our attitude. You know, God revealed this thousands of years before psychologists understand it. Proverbs 4:23, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Change your autopilot, the way you think. Romans 12:2, the Bible says, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Your first step in spiritual growth is to start changing the way you think. You know, change always start first in your mind. Because the way you think determines the way you feel, and the way you feel influences the way you act. Paul says on Ephesians 4:23, there must be a spiritual renewal of your thoughts and attitudes. Check this out. How are you going to become like Christ? Well, to become like Christ, another point, you must develop the mind of Christ. You take on, what do you do? You take on Christ's outlook and perspective. See the way Christ sees it. And on Philippians 2:5, we are commanded to think the way that Christ Jesus taught. Well, you know what? There are two parts of doing this. The first half of this mental shift is to stop thinking immature thoughts, which are self-centered. These are baby's action. And self-seeking. The Bible says on 1 Corinthians 14:20, stop thinking like children. In regard to evil, be infants. But in your thinking, be adults. Do you know that babies, by nature, are completely selfish? I have 3 kids. That's why I could tell. I'm not trying to make fun of them, but that's how babies are. That's normal for babies. Till they grow. Sorry, kids, I'm not trying to make fun of you. They think only for themselves and their own needs because they're babies. They are incapable of giving. They can only receive. When you are babes in Christ, when you come to church, you're always thinking, what is the church can do for me? But when you grow, what can I do for the church? What can I do for God? You know what? This immature thinking, that is immature thinking. You know, unfortunately, God forbid, unfortunately, many people never grow beyond that kind of thinking. I don't have to elaborate more because you see it for yourselves. Let me back that up too, like what we studied this morning. You know, when you say something, you gotta back it up with the Bible. The Bible says that selfish thinking is the source of sinful behavior. Those on Romans 8:5, those who live following their sinful selves think only about things that their sinful selves want. The second half of thinking like Jesus is to start thinking maturely. Which, you know how you do that? You do the opposite, which is focusing on others, not yourself. You know, in his great chapter on what real love is, Paul concluded that thinking of others is the mark of maturity. 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I become a man, I put childless way behind me. You know, check this out. Too many assume that spiritual maturity is measured by the amount of biblical information and doctrine you know. Well, while knowledge is one measurement of maturity, because we gotta know this, it is not the whole story. Just one part. The Christian life is far more than creeds and convictions. It includes, like we just talked about a little while ago, conduct and character. So, what does that mean? Well, if you know the Bible, back it up. Our deeds must be consistent with our creeds. And our beliefs must be backed up with Christ-like behavior. If we claim to know Christ and don't act like Him, I guess we're just lying. You know, we understand that Christianity is not a religion or philosophy, but a relationship and a lifestyle. The core, the bottom line of that lifestyle is thinking of others as Jesus did instead of ourselves. The Bible says, Romans 15:2-3, we should think of their good and try to help them. Bible study this morning. That's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to help them. by doing what pleases them, pleases God too. Even Christ did not try to please himself. Forget about yourself for now. That's what we talk about this morning too. It's not about your rights, about you. It's about our love for God and for showing that by loving others. Well, I don't want to get too long, so I want to give you my final thought. And we're going to offer the invitation at the same time. Check this out. Thinking of others, you know, when you think about that, thinking of others, when I think about you, think about my family, think about everybody. That's how God wants us to think. Think for everybody. Thinking of others is the heart of Christ-likeness and the best evidence of spiritual growth. Christ didn't come to be served, but to serve. He think everybody. He think of me, he think of you. And we're going to be like him. You know, this kind of thinking is unnatural. Are you going to the next level, the highest level? Well, when it comes to Christ, it's always highest level. But, you know, it could be done because he's going to help you. This kind of thinking is unnatural, counter-cultural, rare. More than most of the time, you see people always thinking of themselves. When you find somebody who thinks about you, keep him. Rare and difficult. Well, like I say, fortunately, we have hope. No, God has given us his spirit. No, when I say he given us, I'm not feeling like, oh yeah, you can perform miracles. No, you don't feel it. You just know because you've been baptized. You are his child. That is why we, on 1 Corinthians 2:12, that is why we don't think the same way the people of this world think. So you got it. That is my lesson. That is how we grow into Christ-likeness. To accomplish our ultimate goal, God's goal, it's written in Romans 8:29. So, let me summarize now again as we close. You must have intentional commitment if you want to become like Christ. You must want, decide, make an effort, and first persist in growing. And number two, God's part and your part. Three, change your autopilot. We're now going to offer the invitation. Is there anyone here who's not yet a member of Christ? We urge you to become. And this is how the way of salvation. You hear the word of God. Romans 10:17. This is how you become a child of God. And then you grow. Believe in God, in Jesus Christ. John 1:12. Then repent of your sin. Luke 13:3. Confess Jesus as Lord. Romans 10:9-10. And be baptized for the remission of sins. Now, I don't want to stop right there. Once you become a child of God, this is the crucial part here that most people fail to mention. When you be baptized, don't stop, because a lot of people, they stop. Then they just sit in the back and don't do nothing. I want to emphasize this so much that once you become a child, you need to grow. What does that mean? Revelation 2:10, be faithful till death. Then you can go to heaven because he's going to give it to you. And if you're already a child of God, you need to grow. That's my lesson.